So it said that science, the Vedic concepts can be explained in terms of science, or the two can be brought together. So how can that be done? Yeah, could say that there are two different aspects to it. There is the ontological and there is the functional. Ontological means the nature of reality, what actually exists. And functional means what is the effect. So the relationship between science and spirituality can be at ontological level, where we discuss what is it that exists out there. So now science basically looks for, science is a material branch of knowledge. It looks for material explanations for material phenomena. And in that sense, science directly cannot talk about God or about the soul, because these are non-material. But science can find evidences that point towards the God or the soul. So for example, there are a lot of cases of past life memories, near-death experiences, which are very, very strong in terms of evidence. Just yesterday, I was in Jacksonville. I was speaking to the students of North Florida University, and I spoke on the topic of near-death experiences. And there are cases, there's a book written by by two researchers called Kenneth Ring and Sharon Cooper. So they describe near-death experiences. Near-death experiences means there's some people who had an accident and they were near death, and then they saw themselves outside the body, and they described the doctor was doing like this. You know, the nurse was speaking like this. Now, there are many reports like this, but this particular book, which is called Mindsight, here they describe near-death experiences of people who were blind. That is, those people, since, for example, there's Vicky Umipek, her case is described in detail, and I spoke about her case also elaborately in her class, in yesterday's class. She was born congenitally blind. She was born premature, and she was put in an incubator. There was too much oxygen put over there. That caused damage to the optic nerve. And so no signals from the eyes could go to the brain. And then she had an accident in which she fell unconscious. And then she suddenly noticed herself from above, from overhead. She was looking down, and there were some doctors, and they were hovering over a woman. And then the doctor was saying, she looks in a bad condition. The nurse was saying, I don't think she will survive. And then this Vicky was looking from above, and she was feeling very upset. And she was thinking, I'll talk with this woman and I'll wake her up. And she came down and she noticed the wedding ring in her hand. This is my wedding ring. What is this? I am this person. Because she had no eyes, so she had never seen herself. She said, what is this? Am I dead or what is going on here? And then when she came back to consciousness, she described to the doctors. He said this, she said this. It's all true. So now she just has no capacity to see itself. Sometimes doctors say that maybe you're hallucinating, or how did you have near-death experiences? You're hallucinating, or you're guessing, or you were partially conscious. All these explanations are there. But none of these explanations work. Because if this person, she has never seen herself before, she has no capacity to see. So how could she have seen? So there are cases like this which have no explanation at the material level. And that indicates that the real seer is not the eyes. The real seer is not the optic nerves. The real seer is not the brain. These are tools for the real seer. And the real seer is the soul. The soul sees through this. So normally she could not see because the tool was damaged. But in near-death experiences, the soul comes out of the body. And the blockage of the tool that is there, that no longer applies because the soul is not in the body. That's why she was able to see. So from an ontological perspective, in the relationship between science and spirituality, science can point towards spiritual truths, such as the existence of soul, existence of God. That's one way the relationship of science and spirituality can be brought about. Another is the functional perspective. Functional perspective means in terms of how we can function in this world. So The way I put it is that science can make things better. Spirituality can make people better. Science can make... Now, America is... It is said that America is a nation of big people. Obesity is a big problem in America. So what is happening is, with all the technology that we have, the weighing scales are becoming smaller and smaller. But the people on those scales are becoming bigger and bigger. So there is a lot of capacity to manipulate the outer world. But the capacity to control the inner world. If somebody is very short-tempered, you know, is there any pill? You take the pill, all your anger goes away. It's not so easy. You can take a pill while you go to sleep. You know, that's what they do in some mental asylums when people go wild. Just put, give them a sedative and put them to sleep. But after they wake up, their anger is still unprocessed and it is there. So there can be anger, there can be greed, there can be lust, there can be selfishness, there can be depression. There can be so many emotions in the inner world which are there. So they cannot be just medicated away through some physical medicine. But they can be addressed through purification. So from a functional perspective, science may make things in the outer world better. But it's spirituality which will make things in the inner world better. And that's why science and spirituality are both required in our life. So we use science for functioning in the outer world, but spirituality will give us the wisdom for tapping our resources in the inner world and for achieving life's ultimate purpose. So in this way, both from understanding what exists at an ontological perspective, we can have the relationship between science and spirituality. And from the functional perspective, we can see that science and spirituality both are required for us to be successful and happy in life. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.